I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As the Israel-Hamas war nears the five-month mark, not only does conflict in Gaza continue, but Hezbollah and Israel exchange fire over the northern Israel-Lebanon border. Pastor Israel Pachtar of Beit Hillel Congregation in the city of Ashdod says their church not only lives out their daily mission as the church with preaching and teaching, but they actively serve neighbors and Jewish immigrants in need. This Christian witness is important amid rising expressions of anti-Semitism around the world.
When you live in Israel and you see all the international social media, you got kind of crazy picture and you feel like all the world is against us. So when we help people, we always tell them this help comes from Christians. The Christians are with you. They care. They love.
Please pray for these faithful believers and join in praying for the peace of Israel and for more gospel workers to share the hope of Christ. Rob Myers with Door International shares that disciples who make disciples who make disciples is a multiplying theme among the deaf around the world.
What you'll often see as the outgrowth of this kind of thing is that disciples becoming missionaries into new communities.
Door is beginning to strategize what they call outposts, which would be set in major regions of the world where deaf communities are cut off from the gospel. Missionaries there will share the gospel and disciple indigenous leaders.
With the hope not just that the gospel would come to those specific deaf communities, but that through them sending missionaries out, that it would flood into the surrounding communities.
Please join Door in praying for these bold strategic efforts by the deaf to the deaf and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.